From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The March jobs report was far stronger than expected, continuing the labor market's trend of defying expectations. We'll get the April numbers this morning, says ABC's Dave Packer.
It's another inflationary pressure that's given the Federal Reserve pause in lowering interest rates. And this morning, we'll get a sense of whether there's been any slowing in hiring that could make the Fed more comfortable with a cut. Economists are forecasting 232,500 jobs were added in April.
Some school districts north of Houston canceled classes today because of severe flooding. This man in Conroe says the water in his home's risen to about 5 feet, and it brings back memories.
Yeah, the water rose pretty quick. It's almost at Harvey levels right now. It came and went. I mean, I can't even speak right now. It's crazy how far it went up.
No deaths or injuries have been reported, but at least 9 people have been rescued from rising water in the area. President Biden Thursday addressed the nationwide campus protest. Last night, police returned to Portland State after demonstrators reestablished a library encampment. ABC's Perry Russum says more than 2,000 people have been arrested on campuses nationwide.
Police in New York say of the 282 people arrested at Columbia and nearby City College, nearly half, 134, were not affiliated with the schools. And of the 22 initially arrested at Portland State, only 4 were students.
Destroying property is not a peaceful protest.
President Biden addressing the recent violence for the first time yesterday.
And New York City police say an officer unintentionally fired a shot inside of a building at Columbia while clearing it earlier in the week. Nobody was struck. Thursday in New York City, cheers for former President Donald Trump, who visited a Manhattan firehouse after another day in his criminal hush money trial. You're listening to ABC News. The intelligence community painting a stark picture of Russia's progress in Ukraine.
The U.S. government assesses that Vladimir Putin is ramping up Russia's attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure, aiming to make it harder for the Ukrainians to move troops and supplies. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines told the Senate Armed Services Committee,
"These aggressive tactics are likely to continue, and the war is unlikely to end anytime soon."
Haines says the Russians have given no indication they're prepared to make concessions in any peace talks. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
First Lady Jill Biden hosted what the White House called the first ever Teachers of the Year State Dinner Thursday. It honored all state Teachers of the Year and the 2024 National Teacher of the Year, Missy Testerman from Tennessee. The English as a second language teacher said in her speech,
"No profession in American history is as pivotal as ours. We make democracy possible, both by educating the generation in front of us, but we also make all professions, every single one of them, possible."
Fans of a dozen Major League Baseball teams may have found themselves in the dark trying to watch games as Comcast blacked out 15 regional sports networks offered by Bally Sports amid a contract dispute with their operator. Comcast says it will automatically credit customers for the costs. And China has launched its lunar probe bound for the far side of the moon. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.